This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the last podcast ever.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Okay, it's the last podcast ever in this apartment. Did I really just clickbait a podcast? I am sorry, guys. I thought I'd have a little fun with it. Honestly, I don't get paid for these, so it's just like, it's literally just out of fun. But today's podcast is going to be a little bit different. There's not much to it. I don't have any notes written for this. I just simply wanted to sit down and I wanted to talk because I'm in quite an emotional state right now. This is the last time it's my last night in this apartment. I don't know why it took me so many tries to say that. This is my last night in my current apartment right now. And it's honestly, I didn't think I would be emotional over it. And I'm looking out at my sunset right now, and I remember when I walked into this apartment, I walked in and I noticed there were two massive windows. Now, I didn't want a studio apartment. This is a studio apartment. It's about 600 square feet, so it's a fairly big studio, but I wasn't looking for a studio apartment. And a lot of you guys may not know this, or maybe I've said it so many freaking times and you can't get it out of your head. I had a lot of head injuries growing up. And a lot of my time was spent in a dark room for 121 days where I tried not to see some light because it hurt my eyes and my head and everything and made me want to throw up. But now I walked into this apartment and I saw these two massive windows. My whole exterior wall is windows, basically, and it faces west, and I watch the sunset every single day. I can see, I saw fans from the window. I saw everything. I saw my entire street light up at night. I saw it all, and I was so happy. When I walked in here, I was so happy. And I remember the reason why I got this apartment was one day I woke up, and I'm not trying to flex on anybody. I saved up my money, but I woke up one day, and I decided that I need to be an adult. I need to wake up and I need to do something with my life. And this is not necessarily doing something, but this was just taking the next step. And I got my car, and I've always wanted a Mini Cooper. It was my dream car. And I just got up and I did it. I said, screw it. I'm investing. I'm doing this for myself. And I did it. And that definitely wasn't the smartest decision, but I'm very happy I did. I love my car. It makes me feel so good in it. I feel good. I feel so happy when I'm driving that car. And I know that's so silly, but I didn't want to spend, everyone's spending like over $100,000 on a car, $1 million on a car. I didn't want to be that person. I simply just wanted a Mini Cooper, and I got it, and it felt so fulfilling. I felt happy. I grew up in a family that didn't necessarily have a lot of money. We were a little bit below average. So being able to buy your dream car, at the age of, what was I, just before 20, it blew my mind. It made me so happy, made me feel so accomplished. And I know a lot of people may be listening and be like, oh my God, he's so privileged. I worked my ass off and I saved my ass off to get to where I am now. And obviously the support is amazing, but I put in the work and it's just very fulfilling to have and to see and to everything come true. And then the next day I wanted to move out. I wanted to start my own life. I really was just in a slump and I said, you know, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, environment is so important. So changing my environment was really important, but this was changing my life. I felt very stuck. I was done. I was done college and I just felt like I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't moving anywhere being in my parents' house. And, you know, granted, I did save up a lot of money. I saved. My manager calls me a money hoarder because I don't like to spend my money. A lot of people are out here buying like $2,000 Gucci bags every week or whatever. You know me, I'm not that type of person. I'll go spend $5 on a latte or I'll go to a nice cocktail bar and get myself a nice old fashioned. But that's really about it. I basically just spent it on food. I'm going to be real with you. But I had a lot of money saved up and I got my first apartment. And I remember the reason why I started looking, not the reason why I got it, but the reason why I started looking. One of my ex-girlfriends, she was coming into town and I didn't really want her to feel uncomfortable. And I know that a lot of people feel uncomfortable if they're staying in like the parents' home and everything. And I felt like I was going to be uncomfortable in that situation. So it really just started getting me going. Like I should have my own place. Like I never thought about it before. And then so I went out and I just started hunting. And I looked at a bunch of places and then I came to this spot. And this spot where I live right now, I remember there's this fashion store. It's a menswear store called Frank and Oak. And I walked this street. I walked it once. And I simply just like, I didn't even know where I was in Ottawa. And I fell in love. I fell in love with the street. And I said to myself, I said, if an apartment ever goes up here, I'm getting it. I have to. And little did you know, about 100 meters away from the store where I walked on the street, an apartment building went up and I got it. And I'm very, very grateful for everything and being able to get it and everything. Don't get me wrong. I'm not grateful. And that sparked everything. And then the girlfriend coming, it was just I wanted to make sure that they were comfortable. And then I just really wanted to start my own life. I really, really wanted to kick off adulthood. And I became an adult in a day. It's crazy. I woke up one day and I got a car. And the next thing you know, I was moving out of my parents' house. And they knew I was looking for an apartment. They knew I was also looking for a car. But I did both in the span of one day. And I know that sounds like a lot of money, but don't worry. I literally saved my entire childhood. I didn't spend any money on anything. I played hockey and then that's it. That's all I did was play hockey. And then when that dream crushed, I kind of invested in myself. And now I am where I am. And I'm really excited that I've been able to create so much content in this apartment. But I feel like I'm very dried up in here. There was a lot of stuff created in here. There's so many things that happened. I hit milestones in here. I hit so many subscribers. I forget which ones. We all know my memory's awful. I remember I hosted my friends here a lot. There was a lot of pre's. There was a lot of times where my friends had really, really hard times and they needed to get away and they came here. This was kind of like a hub for a lot of people. This was not just my home. This was a home. This was a hub for all my friends. Anybody in the State U community, a lot of people came here. People came outside to the window, to the apartment window, like on the street and stood there and waited for me to come to the window just so I can wave. And it's just like, and that's the family right there. I don't know what we call ourselves still, but that's, you guys were just amazing. And some of you entered the building too many times. I got too many knocks on my door. Wasn't too happy about that. But there's just so many memories in here. And there's so many memories to let go. And that's why I wanted to bring up this podcast. A lot of people ask me why I'm moving or where I'm moving and everything like that. And I'm not moving very far. Don't worry. I love where I live. But it's time. It's time to change my environment. I preach about it a lot and I haven't done it. I was only planning on living here for about a year and it's just hit over two and I decided it's time to get out. And so I'm getting out of this place and it's literally to become more inspired. I'm doing it because like this place is a lovely place to live. I have no complaints. Sorry, I'm looking around while talking if the mic changes. But I loved it here. There's so many memories. There's so many mishaps. There were so many times where I hated my life. There were so many times where I loved my life. There were so many things that happened in this apartment. And it's very important to learn that you need to let go of stuff. You know, you can't hold on to everything forever. It doesn't last. Nothing lasts. And that's all right. So you got to appreciate the time that it's there. I don't believe in falling in love with the illusion of permanence. And for people to kind of place their permanence in a household, it's sad. You know, some days it's not there. Some days it will. You know, when you look at the houses in Malibu, it really sucks. So I really wanted to move, and I wanted to go different places, and I wanted to travel, and I wanted to do a bunch of stuff. And I was kind of mad at myself that I didn't move in 1 year. And I don't know if I'm going to move from the new place in 1 year, but we'll see. But the main reason why I'm doing it is to get that change, to get that flow back, and to get that happiness back in my life. Every single time for the past, probably, I used to be a huge clean freak until my friends came over and they kind of made fun of it. But I used to clean this place every single day because I was so inspired to. I loved it. And then after about, I don't know, maybe a year and three quarters type of deal, just hitting like the 2 year mark, I really just stopped. And it's not, you know me, I don't like mess. I'm not a messy dude. That's why I'm having like anxiety attacks while sitting beside, I'm surrounded by boxes right now when I record this podcast, but I'm having like so much anxiety because I hate this mess. I hate it. I don't like mess. But I just noticed that I stopped like my deep cleans. And I know this sounds so stupid to you. I'm literally sounding like Monica Geller, but when Joey stops his deep cleans, when Joey stops being excited to make something look presentable, it's kind of like a YouTube channel. I gave up on it for a little bit there, and then I came back and I vamped that shit up, you know, and that's just me getting a new inspiration in life. And right now, there's no inspiration in this environment that I'm in, and it's always going to be, it's not necessarily negative, but it's never going to become more positive than it should be. And that's important to change your environment every now and then and change who you're around and all that. And today, I learned, so when I move and then I go to Florida for Playlist Live, and then I'm taking a little break for myself and maybe meeting some of you in Miami and everything like that. Just stay tuned. For people in Miami, if you're listening, I don't know if you are, if you're from there, but if you stay tuned on my Instagram, I'll be posting stuff on Instagram to let you guys know everything. But yeah, we might do something there. So I move, and then I'm only in my apartment, in the new apartment, for about a day and a bit, and then I fly out. And then I come back, and then I might have to do another trip. So I'm barely in my apartment for the first month, but it's just like getting out and getting that flow. And the reason why I stopped making YouTube videos for the last 2 weeks hasn't been because I could definitely make it presentable in here. I could film on a white wall or something like that, or on my bed. But literally, there's nothing in me that's I'm just not happy to create that content here. I wouldn't be very happy to create that because it's just, I need new for myself, and I've been taking that little break, and I think it's important for you to do that. But so many memories were created in here, so many fights. There were so many fights in here, and not fights as in fist fights, but more like arguments and just like just understanding different people in this apartment. I understood myself. I understood strangers. I understood literally everything. And I understood that I really care what people think. I cared a lot. I remember when I cleaned so much because I cared what people thought and I cared what I thought. And I'm thinking about myself as a different person. It's crazy. Somebody walked in here the other day and she goes, "Oh my God, it's so tiny." And I'm like, one, never say that to a man ever again. And two, ouch. You know, and that is the word to stop all arguments. If you don't know, the word is ouch. It stops every single argument. But it really hurt me. And that's just an ego thing, obviously. And I'm moving into a bigger apartment, but that wasn't the case. I think it just hit me because I felt so small in this apartment. I felt over the years it got smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's been getting smaller. When I first moved in here, it was the biggest thing I've ever lived in. It literally was the biggest thing I've ever lived in because I've never owned anything my own. But now it feels so small. I'm so claustrophobic in this apartment. And I think I understand that. And I don't exactly know how to say this to you guys because it's definitely something that's a little bit, it's not everybody can understand this. Not everybody can place themselves in this position, but it's so important to take that leap for yourself. Now, the new apartment is obviously, it is a little bit more expensive. It's a different style of living. I'm losing some stuff from moving from this apartment to there. Like, I don't have a gym over there. I don't have, like, underground parking. Obvious, like, these are all, like, first world problems, obviously. But, you know, I'm sacrificing some stuff, and I'm sacrificing money and stuff, but I'm going for strength and personal growth and happiness. And I'm a firm believer that every single day you should get, like, my thing is, I think you should get out of your apartment. I know we're talking about getting apartments and staying in them, but I think it's important to, I spend $3 to $5 every single morning because I go grab a coffee. I have an espresso machine, but it's important to get outside and go have that walk and make that human interaction. And that's what I strive for every single day. And I think it's important to invest in yourself mentally and spiritually and everything like that, and just making sure you are stronger at the core. And I just posted on my Instagram talking about how I still suffer. I still really struggle with my body image. The other day, my friend, I was putting on like Under Armour or something, and somebody was like, "Oh, whoa, that's like really old. We used to play with that for that team together." And I was like, yeah, you know, who buys this stuff anymore? It still fits. And he goes, "You know why it still fits? Because you're still small." And it crushed my soul. It really, really hurt. And I know I shouldn't, I value everyone's opinion. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't take the opinions of others and everything like that. Don't accept judgment. Listen, you know, I do. We all do. Accepting judgment is all right. It's how you take it. And I genuinely didn't take it right. But then I asked you guys how you handle everything on that. And I made a post today and I realized that, and this all kind of ties in together, and I hope you're trying to see that, but I realized that when I look in the mirror, I've been working out for probably about 2 years now, and I took some time off every now and then, just like anybody does, and I look at myself in the mirror, and I notice that I'm not this big meathead I've never wanted to be, but I've noticed that I always knew that beauty came in different shapes and sizes, but I never knew that it was the same with strength. And I look at myself, and I see that my strength isn't on the outside. It comes in every different shape and every different size and everything. I bet you the guy that is in the gym that lifts that 300 pounds or whatever, I can run longer and faster than him. And, you know, I bet he can't even do leg day, you know? And that's just, there's just different things. I bet I can play hockey better than this guy who's a meathead. And it's just, that's different strength. There's totally different types of strength there. And I think to prove the ultimate strength that I've kind of gained over the last 2 years is through this podcast. I'm talking for about 15 minutes straight or 20, 30 minutes straight, maybe not this podcast, but all the others. And I'm talking and I'm literally spewing out, spewing, that's funny. Okay, maybe that's not the best word to use, but I'm literally getting out information off the top of my head and I'm trying to inspire others off the top of my head. And the only way I'm able to do that is because I have self-love. And I have personal strength on the inside. My brain has grown so much. And I always think, I personally think I'm not intelligent because I can't solve a simple math problem anymore because I haven't seen one in probably 5 years. I haven't seen a simple math problem in 5 years. I can't understand taxes because, well, shit. Listen, I just can't, I can't grasp around it. But I can understand why people treat themselves the way that they do. I can understand why I'm having an anxiety attack and how exactly to solve it. I can understand how you're going to feel if your boyfriend cheats on you. I can understand everything, and I can help people with that. And, you know, that's the biggest strength. You know, you can go to the gym every single day, and you can get that. You can build up your body all you want, but there's a totally different types of strength out there. There's so many different types of smarts out there. And it's taken me this whole 2 years to realize that I'm a totally different person from every single other person. And me, we're all the same through our struggles. We all have those struggles. But I just underestimated myself so much because I am intelligent. And so are you. And please understand and don't hate don't hate on school. School has taught us so much. School has taught us how to deal with people, how to learn, how to process things. There are so many positive learning experiences from school. Don't hate on school. But I've understood that I am not that type of smart. And that's fine. I understood that I am street smart. I understood that I am people smart. I understood that I am me smart. And I understand that you could probably clip this and put it on, like, Twitter, and people will be like, oh, my God, this white boy's stupid as hell. And, you know, that's all right. That's all right. But I am beyond happy with where I am in my life right now. And making this change is so important to me. You have no idea how important this is to me. And I hope, and the reason why I'm not saying this to stunt or flex on anybody. Listen, I traded for AirPods. I never even bought them. I'm trying to tell you guys that it's important to invest in yourself. I'm 22 years old. I'm moving into an apartment, a new one. I have a car, you know, and that I mean, I feel like everybody does that stuff at that age. But 2 years ago, none of my friends moved out. None of my friends had a car. Everyone thought I was crazy, you know. And what I was doing back then was investing in myself. And what I'm doing now is investing in myself and investing in my well-being. I'm investing in my mind. I'm investing in my heart. I'm taking care of myself. You know, I don't work out every single day to look like a meathead. Anybody can do that. I work out every single day to keep my heart pumping, to keep myself going, to stay strong on the inside, to stay strong for myself, to make sure that if I fall, I can get up. That's why I work out, and that's why I exercise my brain every single day. That's why I go for runs all the time. That's why I'm constantly talking to you guys. That's why I'm talking in this podcast. That's why I do my work, and it's to exercise my brain and to stay me and to stay strong. It's to stay strong for the next day. I want to pick myself up. I don't want to have to rely on anybody else. That's why I'm doing this, and I'm very grateful that I'm able to take you guys along the journey. And I'm making a little video about change and moving and everything like that. So I'll show you my new apartment in one of my future videos. And I, you guys really, really asked for it. You guys were like, are you doing a moving vlog? I wasn't planning on it. I didn't even think about it. Like, I'm not a vlogger. So I haven't even, like, been carrying around my camera, which is probably something I should be doing. But I haven't been doing it too much. Just because it's really hard. I mean, I'm not too inspired to film here, as I said before. But I think that's kind of neat. I think it's cool to see that I'm, moving to inspire myself. And I think just taking the leap is such an important thing for all of us to do. My friend just got back from Bali. She was doing yoga. And I asked her if she was going to be a yoga instructor when she got back. And she's like, no, not really. I don't really want to. I was like, well, why'd you go? She's like, for myself, for self-strength, for self-growth. And I'm like, whoa. That's really awesome. And then my other friend, she's going to Hawaii, Tokyo, Australia, all that. And she quit her job. And she's just going. And she's going for herself. She's going because she wants to travel. She's going because she wants to explore and wants to learn new things. And at first I thought it was crazy. But now it's inspiring. It's for herself. It's for her mind. It's for her heart. It's so she can keep going. And I think taking that leap is so important. And my friend, she's in music, and she just told me that when I get back from my Dominican trip at the end of March, she's not going to be here because she's going to move to Toronto. And, you know, as sad as I am for that, I'm so proud of her. I'm beyond proud of her because she's taking that leap. Now, if you are questioning whether or not you should take a leap, I want you to just... There's no question to ask yourself. There's nothing I'm going to say that's going to make you do it or anything like that. That's not what I'm doing. I want you to just, your heart is one thing. Your mind is another thing. Your gut is a whole different thing. Your mind overthinks, right? It's thinking of every possibility there is. Your heart, it's basically living inside your mother. It's what would your mother do? Where is your heart at? Okay. And your gut is you. Your gut, if your gut is saying do it, fucking do it. Move out. Obviously, use that brain and make sure you have the funds to be able to do that. Don't be stupid. That's not what I'm telling you to do. I'm saying if you have it in you, use it. And it may not be moving. It may not be going across the world or traveling. It may be making music. It may be making videos. If you have that in your gut, if you want those new experiences, go fucking get them. Stop tweeting me, asking me for advice when I'm telling you right now, just do it. And I understand it's hard. I get that. I took a year to move out of this place. But now I'm here. Now I'm ready. And you don't have to do it right now. You don't have to do it right away. There's no rush to any of it. But find it in your gut. Understand your heart and know about your mind. And I sound like Russ. Oh my God. I sound like, elevate your mindset. I'm not trying to sound like Russ. I'm just saying follow your gut, not your dreams. Your dreams should be your reality. Follow your gut. Whatever your gut is saying, do it. Listen, put it this way. This is how I think about guts, right? When you eat something bad or you have food poisoning or whatever, if you sit there and you really got to go to the bathroom, right? You really got to go. You're not going to sit there and hold that in because that's not going to end very well. Your gut is telling you, you got to go to the bathroom. Go do it. If your gut's saying, oh, you're fine. You're fine. Follow that gut. It's literally your body yelling at you what you should do. And if you got to think about shit while doing it, well, I guess it can help get shit done. Hey. Anyways, guys, for the last podcast in this apartment, stay you, stay beautiful, and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Okay.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.